Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I heard you talking about the teacher saying, you don't understand, on Facebook it went wrong.
You know, every question I had for Sean just a few minutes ago, you walked in and answered. Because I was wondering if there's any backlash to the teachers whatsoever because they were offered a deal and they shut down the deal. That's why we have the strike today. But everything I see on the media, all right, let's just go with the media, okay? Not Facebook.
Right.
With the media is all pro-teacher. They're not making enough money. Blah, 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 blah. But then you walk in and you say your post gets the opposite reaction.
I was really upset. I was getting ready to take it down too because I was like, but everybody's allowed their opinion. So I left it up because, you know, we talked about that, like don't let them get to you. Remember that?
Yeah.
You had that little talk with me, like, don't take stuff down, Jamie. You know, you don't put it up there and then they're like be a coward and take it down.
All right. So if you've just turned us on, your alarm went off at 6 o'clock, DPS, Denver Public Schools, teachers will strike starting today. In fact, they'll hit the picket lines in about 50 minutes or so. There was a deal over the weekend. They tried to negotiate. It fell through. They were offered an extra amount of money. I think the average salary was something like $66,000 a year, and it was turned down, not enough money. Okay.
Yeah. And so I posted that because I knew this was going on. So even through the Grammys last night, I was like, oh, I need to acknowledge the teachers because I'm sure they're freaking out about tomorrow and they're not worried about the Grammys.
Right.
Right. So I need to do both sides, Grammy talk and then teacher talk.
Sure.
Right. On Facebook. And so I posted this thing that says Denver is so expensive that teachers have to get creative to make ends meet. They take on second jobs as rideshare drivers or waiters. Whew, it went really wrong. You mean just like me? You mean a teacher makes $60,000 a year? Sorry, I don't feel bad for you. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Wow.
I know. Oh, wait, they get all this summer off and they still make $60,000. Oh, it just went so, it's so bad. Paycheck to paycheck. Welcome to my world.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It went really bad.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Something you have to put
choices.
Into
choices. Everyone has choices. What?
Something you have to put into the equation here, which people, which the teachers, okay, more so than anybody, would like for you to know is that they have a huge educational bill they have to pay. That's their student loans, and that's things. To become a teacher, you had to go to college, and you had to get the proper education for it, right?
Right.
So you have those bills that come out of this salary. I heard one lady talking about her student loans alone were $300 a month. So you got to put that into the equation too, don't you?
Listen, I'm for the teachers. I'm for the teachers.
I don't know where I stand anymore.
I just heard you talking, not because I was in my car. Yes, I was. But I was like, I was kind of screaming in my car, like, you got to read the Facebook, man. It went wrong.
Yeah. Well, exactly what you're saying, though. I was wondering because I'll be honest. When I saw it over the weekend that they turned down the extra $23 million, their average salary would go from $55,000 to 60-something thousand, $62,000, I think it was. I thought to myself, geez, that's a little bit more money than I thought they were making.
You're the only person that doesn't throw in self.
Oh, self. Oh, I thought to myself, self?
There you go.
That's a pretty good salary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
all right. Here's a good gauge, okay?
I didn't know what to do.
Let's do this, an experiment, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to the two Yahoos on our show that don't make $66,000 a year.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And let's see what their take on it is. If the teachers are paid enough, if they accept the 60.
But they're not educated.
Look, it's the only survey we have. One claims he's got a GED.
Oh, right.
But we don't know.
And the other one said he went to college.
Yeah, so Schmidl. All right, let's start with Sean. Sean Swallows, our producer.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Yo.
Let's go with $65,000 a year. Okay?
That's nice.
Average salary for a teacher. You feel sorry for him, or do you think they're way underpaid?
Well, I don't know that they're way underpaid, but I do think that they deserve more because teaching children is hard. And kids are hard to deal with.
Bad answer. Okay. All right, let's go to Schmidl. You're just being politically correct because you don't believe that for a minute. I'm telling you right now, you don't believe that for a minute. People that are making that kind of money don't feel that way. Jamie's post proves it.
It went wrong. It went so wrong.
Schmadil. All right, now you're more in the neighborhood of about $16,000 a year.
Yeah.
You're about $50,000 under the teachers.
Right.
Okay, so with that in mind, do you feel sorry for the teachers right now?
If they would have taken that $65,000 deal, I think that's a pretty good deal for them.
But here's what I heard, just in their defense. I heard that it was shenanigans. It was all based on bonuses that weren't attainable. That it wasn't really all of them, their salaries would go up that much. It was a bonus structure. And that's why they said they put it on paper and went, we read through this. We know exactly what this is.
That's their side of the story.
Exactly.
The one I saw that DPS offered was guaranteed salary.
Okay.
Well, guaranteed with additional incentives. So both sides are saying something different here.
Yeah, obviously. And then they were real, real mad because they're like, let's stay at the table. And then the DPS people are like, nah, let's meet on Tuesday. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe. That's Tuesday look for you. They didn't even care. Some of the substitute teachers aren't going to cross the picket lines. I saw a bunch of teachers being interviewed, substitutes, and they're like, oh, hell no. I'm not going into that school. I don't know anywhere. I don't know the classrooms. I don't know the people. I'm not going in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a mess.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.